time.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number one of a new week of fun and excitement on the air here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Still to come tonight in continuance from something we promised on Saturday night, the story about how micromanaging the government of Sweden is going to become in the world of pet ownership. But first, we go to your phone calls. Brian, who used to be in Colorado, is on the way to New Hampshire, calling in with a trip update. What's up, Brian?
Yeah, somewhere in New York, I guess.
How unfortunate.
Well, we're just trying to get through unscathed if we can.
Yep.
Actually, I'm talking on a cell phone in the car, and I believe that's illegal in New York. But the tollway guy didn't, flinch when he gave me the ticket. So, you know, the toll ticket. Anyway, I hope we don't lose you here. But we're heading, as I mentioned on Saturday, my boys and I are heading to New Hampshire to be a early mover for the Free State Project.
Excellent. Early movers time three, I guess, right? Or times four. It's two, your two boys and then your wife is coming eventually, right?
Actually, one boy and a wife, and the other boy will be another year or so.
Gotcha.
Maybe two. Yeah, we're all really excited about it. In fact, we were supposed to be there by now, but we stayed with some friends in Ohio and stayed up a little too late, and we get kind of a late start. But
I'm laughing, of course, because I know who it is. It's Jason Osborne from SACL CAI, and he's a bit of a party animal.
Yes, and he the beard just never stopped. But we did see, he's the executive producer of Barry Cooper's next movie.
Oh, you guys had a little private screening.
Yeah, so we saw Never Get Rated last night.
And how was it?
It was very good. I mean, it needs a little bit of work,
yeah.
You know, just in the things. But it's going to be a great resource for people that want to grow some plants, perhaps, and sell them, and just kind of keep the government out of their business.
Yeah, Barry Cooper's Never Get Rated. I think it's still they're close to a final cut on that, as I understand it. It was pretty close when I saw it, but yeah, I felt the same way as you. It needed a little tightening up, a little
right.
bit more editing, but otherwise, it's really just it really takes the next step, a huge next step for Barry Cooper, because his first video, you know, as many of our listeners may know, some probably don't, he's a former law enforcement officer who has now joined the side of good and is out helping people stay out of jail in the world of drug users. And
people that don't hurt anyone and have never stolen anything.
Yeah, and so his first video was about how to, you know, keep the drug users out of jail. At this point, now he's helping people, as you say, grow a little marijuana, sell a little marijuana. That way they can hopefully stay out of jail as well, because none of these people are harming others. They're just engaging in consensual so-called crimes. And
right, exactly.
So big congrats to Barry and Jason and everybody who's behind that project. I think it's a wonderful thing they're doing.
Yeah, it is wonderful. Well, hey, something came up today. Cooper put a question out to the three of us, and I didn't know how to answer it from a libertarian point of view. So I'd like him to explain that to you guys and see if you can come up with maybe a market solution to this problem.
Okay, sure.
I'm sure we can.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Cooper. What's on your mind?
I was watching a movie the other day. I'm sure you've heard of I Am Legend.
I've heard of it. I've heard it's very good. It good?
Yes, I enjoyed it a lot. You know, there wasn't any government to speak of in the entire movie, so, you know, it was, you know, good in that aspect, I guess. But not to give away too much of the movie, but, you know, it has to do pertaining to it. You know, there is an infection of this virus, and it, you know, kills almost everyone, but this is just the beginning. So they're on New York, Manhattan Island, and it started in Manhattan Island, and so they're issuing this military quarantine of New York, right, to keep the infection from spreading. So they blow up the bridges and they, you know, stop everyone from leaving at all.
Mm.
And I was just wondering, if this same situation happened where you have this horrible, deadly virus that would kill billions of people in a free market world, what would be the recourse for it?
That's a great question, and I would I'll take the cop out and say the market would decide.
The market absolutely would decide in that particular case, because there's no way to know what the free market in a world where there is no government. That's the question you're asking. You know, it's completely free market. What would happen? And it's difficult to imagine. But I think that what people likely do here is err on the side in the area that we've been sort of taught to err, which is that the government can protect us from bad things that happen. And I would say that likely, if the government tried to protect us in this, you know, this imaginary world where this virus is spreading like wildfire, that you know, that they would fail. That they're blowing up the bridges and trying to quarantine Manhattan Island would fail.
Would probably end up killing more people than would have died otherwise.
Right. So what you would have is a lot of blown up bridges, and you know, and some people likely hurt.
Probably tough to get food
and
stuff
like
that.
And it wouldn't have done anything to stop the virus anyway. You know, you're playing in a very imaginary future, and you know, when you're talking about deadly viruses, this is sort of it's a role that role of government that people really you know, they want the government to take up. For instance, one of the scare tactics with Mexican immigrants is the drug resistant tuberculosis that's supposedly just waiting across the border to cascade into America, and the only thing that's holding it back is our immigration bureaucracy. The Border Patrol and those kind of people. They're actually forming a wall, a human wall, preventing the drug-resistant tuberculosis from coming across the border. The fact is, they're failing to prevent illegal immigrants from coming across the border, so therefore, they're failing to stop this supposed, this alleged disease that's out there. And I'm sure it's out there in some form or another, but I just don't think it's quite as virulent and dangerous as people people would like you to believe in order to keep the bad Mexican immigrants out. So my answer is I don't know what the market would do, but I can tell you that the government would fail to contain it.
There's no doubt about that. I mean, maybe just to speculate for a moment as far as how the marketplace would handle it, certainly marketplace actors, people, businessmen, they don't want to lose their business, and they certainly wouldn't want a substantial amount of their customers perishing. Walmart, for instance, would not want this infection to spread. So they would have a level of financial interest beyond just wanting to look good. They would also have a level of financial interest to help fund some sort of a cure. I wonder what kind of resources would be put towards, if there was this awful, terrible situation that you're describing, what kind of market-based resources would come to the rescue in that case? How much money would be contributed to helping find a cure quickly for a situation?
And that would be something the average consumer would be very interested in finding out. They know that would, interesting to see. I would never want to see it, but it'd be interesting to speculate about. So thanks a lot, guys.
Very good. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Either way you slice it, it's not a good situation. People are probably going to perish and in a viral situation like that. But I definitely would not put my safety in the hands of the government, because what they're going to do is they're going to lock down certain areas. You're not going to be able to leave. And if they are anything like what happened after Hurricane Katrina, in the way that they handle people, you'll be herded around like cattle, and you'll be lucky if you get your hands on some bread and water. So you're probably your odds of dying in this awful, viral, just scary future that that picture he'd painted there, your odds of dying probably are higher if you've got government out there trying to keep people safe.
At the very least, they're even.
1-800-259-9231. We'll continue with your calls. On screen to the amp line, who's this?
This is Zach in South Carolina.
Zach, what's on your mind tonight?
I was just calling with some good news about South Carolina and the Real ID.
Oh, excellent. So what
today, today I went to a press conference that the governor had, and the first sentence out of his mouth was, "This press conference is to express the intention of this administration not to participate in the Real ID program."
Good to know. Hang on, Zach. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Still to come, micromanaging. If you don't stand up to the government and refuse their control over your life, the control will continue to expand into areas you never thought they would ever get to. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live. We'll talk about that coming up.
Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit LibertarianSeminars.com for more information on a happier future. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Find out more at LibertarianSeminars.com. The deadline to apply is March 31st.
Available seminars include Liberty and Society and The Tradition of Liberty, Advanced Studies. Register online now at LibertarianSeminars.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
All you men out there, you need to listen up. By the age of 60, one in two men already have a prostate-related health issue. What does this mean? It might be an enlarged prostate, difficulty going to the bathroom, and a diminished sex drive. Not a pretty picture. If you're a man, you need to give your body nutrition to support prostate health. There's no question about it. Many people hear this and they might think saw palmetto, but there's something so much better out there. It's called Beta Prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. So before you try anything else, try Beta Prostate. Ignoring your prostate's not going to make the problems go away. Taking Beta Prostate is guaranteed to provide effective, all-natural support. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. Call now and find out how you can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. Dial 1-800-457-9914. Call now.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those, including the updates. Get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh you need to know about the show. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. It's free, of course. That's updates.freetalklive.com. www.freetalklive.com. Still to come, we've got to talk about the Swedish pet thing. And also, since you brought up Walmart, there's something in relation to the big evil corporation and the Hurricane Katrina situation. We'll get a little analysis of that coming up tonight. But your calls are primary. We go to them first. So let's start things out here by continuing with Zach in South Carolina. Now, Zach, you said that apparently South Carolina is still one of the few states, a handful of states, including New Hampshire, Montana, and I think there was a fourth one, but I'm not positive on that. But at the very least, New Hampshire, Montana, South Carolina have all been standing strong against the federal government in this real ID situation where the feds, of course, are trying to force a national ID card down the throats of everyone in America. Only these few states have actually decided to say no. To the federal government, we are not interested in participating in your Real ID program. And that's what you're saying, that what was it, today or yesterday, very recently, they had made that pretty clear to the feds?
Yes, today was a press conference, and of course today was the deadline for every state to submit a request for an extension. But our governor made it clear in his press conference that he was not asking for an extension, but exemption, and he frequently referenced New Hampshire in his speech and talking about them being the other state to not comply at all.
Now, have you heard, we've gotten word that both Montana and New Hampshire have been granted extensions from the federal government, even though they never requested them. Have you heard that that's happened for South Carolina as well?
We don't know yet because he just sent in the letter today, which, again, wasn't a request for extension, but it was the deadline.
Yeah, right. And, you know, what the Montana governor had to say about that is, we sent him a horse. If they choose to call it a zebra, that's up to them. So, you know, they can call that a request for exemption, you know, a request for extension, even though it is a request for exemption if they so choose.
Yeah, I think that's what you're going to see happen. They're going to do the same thing with South Carolina. They're just going to grant them the extension, even though they didn't ask for it. And they're going to continue on pretending like they that they're going to hold to their word of forcing every individual who lives in those states, if they don't get a real ID, to have to go through secondary screening at airports and not allow them into federal buildings. That's what they're threatening, and we don't believe them. We think that they're bluffing. So far, it appears they are bluffing because they have not held firm with their threats. Their threat was that if the state governments did not send in this extension request by this certain date, and you say today was the last day, then come May 11th, they were going to force everybody to go through secondary screening at the airports and no longer allow people into federal buildings without the real ID. And it's just nonsense. They're just lying, and they're throwing their weight around, trying to make everybody think they're big and scary, but really, they're like a paper tiger. Thanks for the call tonight, Zach. Appreciate the update. 800-259-9231. And I think you're going to see this more and more, not just at the federal level, but also at state government, local government levels, as more people continue to just say no to the government and just say yes to liberty instead. The government people aren't going to know how to handle it, and they're going to keep threatening and threatening, but you're going to see them backing down and backing down. Now, that's my prediction. Others have predicted that they're going to back down for a little while, and then they're going to crack down after that. I hope they're wrong, but time will tell.
It's hard to say what's going to happen, but I don't want to make it. When you said it, it sort of sounded like these states were concerned about people's personal liberties and didn't want this real idea for that reason. And they don't. That's not it. Yeah, that's a mischaracterization of what's going on. In fact, the states just wanted money, and they didn't get their money, and now they're being cranky about it.
It still is interesting to see how the feds have responded.
Right. It's a nice little test case. Even though it's not perfect, and it's not going
to
be.
Ever. Let's continue with your phone calls and go to Dave in Ohio, listening on WAIS. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys, I got two things. First off, you know what tomorrow is?
The 1st of April?
Yeah.
April
I got
Fools?
One for tomorrow, what I'm going to do. Reptilian, space alien, robots are stealing my luggage. But on the service learner note, I heard that we can, if we wanted to save our money, we could send our money offshore, but that would be illegal.
I don't know if it's illegal to send your money offshore. I think it's only illegal to not tell mommy government about it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I'm not an offshore expert. There certainly are plenty of websites out there that would claim to tell you what the truth is. That's got to be the trickiest part about going offshore, is that you don't know who to believe.
I don't see it harming anybody.
No, of course it's not harming anyone. If anyone's harmed, it's the federal government in that they can't get their hands on it anymore. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, most of the offshore places will roll right over for the federal government. So that's one of the tricky parts. And Dave, thanks for the call tonight,
okay,
as always. One of the tricky parts is if you want to take your money or assets or whatever, you want to take them and put them offshore. From what I understand, and I have a very basic rudimentary understanding of it, but from what I understand, the trickiest part is, A, figuring out where you can actually put it without having the United States federal government being able to get their grubby little paws on it. And secondly, figuring out who's honest in order to deal with that person or that organization offshore. It's not like you can go down to, you know, just walk on down to the local bank and talk to the owners or, you know, talk to the management. Everything you're doing with an offshore situation probably being done over the telephone or over the internet. And unless you've got some recommendations from somebody that you know and trust,
gotta be a little scary.
Then, yeah, you don't know who you're dealing with. You don't know what their reputation is like. And you really, if you're looking into this, you really need to do your due diligence. Seriously. Speaking of due diligence, somebody told me, I think it was Puke, one of the guys here in Keene, one of the activists, we were at the Social Sundays meeting, and he told me that the Zap Car,
yes,
is a scam. Did you hear about this?
No.
Remember, we talked about the Zap Car recently on the air. It was a few months ago. The news came across our desk that there was this electric car in the, you know, the process of being put together, and it was relatively affordable, and they claimed that Lotus was involved. And Puke told me that he saw a feature story on Wired magazine on their website about how this entire thing is like a big scam.
Huh.
The whole Zap thing, it's basically, from what he told me, and I didn't read the articles, I'm going off of what he said, but he's a trustworthy guy. So he said that they really did their due diligence, and they looked into this company, and it's the company exists, and there are some guys that are running the company, but what they're essentially doing is they're trying to make it look like they have this product that they don't actually have, and that is an electric car, and they're trying to sell distributorships. So they're trying to sell dealer accounts, basically.
Right.
And so these people that are really excited about getting involved in the business of selling these what are supposed to be revolutionary electric cars are apparently just getting taken for cash. And Lotus has nothing to do with it. Lotus has said, we don't know who these people are.
I believe that they have, in fact, the Zebra sedan, X-E-B-R-A. I don't think I've ever had a show where I've said Zebra twice in a row.
Mm.
But the Zebra sedan, which is a little enclosed golf cart thing, and there's a Zebra truck also, which is a smaller enclosed golf cart with a bed. But the Alias and the Zap X, they're still in production, as it were.
Yeah, but do they have those little cars?
I actually wrote them to find out where dealers were, and they wrote me back where I could find one, where I could go buy one. So
I wonder about that. Check out Wired. See if you can find that story, because it sounds very interesting. More on the way. You can take control. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. And remember, do your due diligence.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
America needs Ron Paul. He needs your support. The time is now. As long as he has your support, he will continue to fight until the very end. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. RonPaulFlags.com produces the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, president in 08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $4,307, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to ronpaulflags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Do something. Stand up for the only man worthy of restoring our country to how our forefathers envisioned. Fly a Ron Paul flag today.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common-sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89144. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, including the live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, both free for you, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. The Free State Project Porcupine Freedom Festival, it's better known as Porkfest. It's happening June 9th through the 15th, and at Porkfest, you'll be able to see firsthand why Ron Paul loves New Hampshire and its activists, and expand your network of liberty-loving activists, businesses, and organizations. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C. FEST.com. And as we continue with your phone calls, we go to John calling from Ohio, listening on WAIS. Hello, John.
Yes. I want to respond to your free market theory. The government has at least two legitimate disciplines for the economy. One is a safe working place. The other is the prevention of monopolies.
Is that in the Constitution, both of those?
The problems that we're having in the United States today are the result of a free market economy going crazy. Because
sounds like propaganda to me, sir.
Because monopolies in the form of these international corporations have put the lid on competition.
You're talking in very, I don't know if glittering generality is the correct term, but in generalities for sure, about these corporations.
Well,
which ones are you referring to? Which one is a monopoly, sir?
Radio is generalities.
Which one would be the monopoly you're speaking of?
Well, let's see. Exxon.
No, they're the only oil seller in the entire world.
British Petroleum.
They're one of the very few.
But that's not a monopoly.
Not a monopoly, sir.
Should be thousands of them.
Well, I would agree with you there, and regulations keeping people from competing in that
arena.
That's
not a failure of the free market.
But a monopoly is when mono, meaning one, a monopoly is when one business competes in an arena.
Yeah, sorry, bud. That means that the reason why there aren't a thousand of them is because of government regulation, sir. So try again.
We have a group of oil international concerns who manipulate the price of oil. Of course, the price of oil is dictated on the stock market. That's where the price is established.
Well, it's actually the
probably has to do with the cost involved.
It's not stock market. You know, they buy and sell futures in oil. So that's probably what you're talking about. It's the futures.
Well,
market.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
So
but there's only been one president in the entire history of the United States who had the cojones to bust monopolies. I believe that was Teddy Roosevelt when he busted up the railroad monopolies.
Well, but the railroad monopolies got their
the oil monopolies.
They got their right of way from the government. The railroad companies got all kinds of lucrative deals from the government. So
it was essentially buying off of politicians like they are today.
Right, and that's the problem. The government in the business, not the not the government breaking up monopolies.
Teddy Roosevelt was in the government, and his Congress. They busted those monopolies and created the opportunity for competition to resume.
John,
yeah, sorry about that.
Every time, look, to rely on the government to break up monopolies like Teddy Roosevelt did, if he's the only one who had the guts to do it, then what you're telling me is that the government fails to do this over and over again. There have been, 20 presidents since Teddy Roosevelt, and none of them have done anything, and then you want the government to, you say that it's a legitimate role of government to bust up monopolies? They've failed. Let's try something new.
Yeah, so you got to understand something, John, and maybe I can help clarify this for you.
Our problems today is what the government has not done.
No, I'm sorry, but you're wrong about
that. What the government has failed to do, not what they've not done. Because that's like asking a fourth grader to do rocket science here. The government is incapable of doing it, John.
I don't think you understand something about monopolies, John, and let me see if I can help clarify it for you. You seem to be confused into believing that monopolies can just pop up out of nowhere, and that's just not the case.
Monopolies occur because they drive out the competition.
Who's
they? They buy them up, they bury them, they put them out of business until they're the only group that is selling a certain product.
So you're talking about this fantasy land of a market monopoly, which very rarely, if ever, has existed in the history of the marketplace. You're suggesting that a company would do business so well that they would offer such a stellar product or service that no one else would want to compete with them. Because in a free marketplace, let me explain this real quick, and then you can keep on blabbing. Look. Let me see if I can help you understand this before you go on making another point here. If in the marketplace a product or service is offered and it is so good that no one else wants to compete, well, then there's nothing inherently wrong with that situation because in a free marketplace, you are always free to jump into the game and compete with those people. The only way monopolies have ever existed in the history of this country is when governments have enforced their monopolies, sir. So the monopoly situation that you're so frightened of only exists with the approval of government and cannot exist in the absence of government. So I'm afraid you've just got it all completely wrong.
Well, what about the bust up of the Microsoft thing?
Well, that's nonsense, sir.
Well, Microsoft, offers all kinds of products, but let's talk about their most wide-reaching product, which is Windows. You know, it's an operating system, but there's operating systems out there to compete with Microsoft. There's Linux. There's Apple. Microsoft simply doesn't have a monopoly. Now, if the government goes out and says somebody has too much of market share, that's not a monopoly.
I think you're both a couple of mindless idiots.
Well, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. I think our listeners can judge for themselves which one's the mindless idiot, sir. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Let's talk to Phil in Vegas. Phil, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
That was some beep. hi, yeah, Phil from Vegas. I was intending to call in to talk about anarchy. A lot of people don't seem to understand what that is, but it's basically saying, do we really need Big Daddy standing over us, telling us what to do? Or can we go ahead and run our lives better without government interfering in it?
Apparently, John from Ohio thinks that we need government.
Yep, I heard that just now. But there's a great line from probably from the book, but I haven't managed to get hold of a copy of it. If you've ever heard of Probability Broach?
L. Neil Smith. I have heard of it, but I've never read it.
It's a comic book, right?
It's been made into a comic book. It's
a graphic
also,
novel.
It started out as a normal novel.
Though. Oh, is that so? I've read the comic book.
Yep. You remember the line, government is a disease masquerading as its own cure?
Yes.
Yeah. Basically, whenever government gets involved in anything, it seems to make it worse. I mean, you talk about the monopolies, the government grants that started a whole lot of the things, like, for instance, I've been watching the Ron Paul radio on the Free Media Networks people have mm-hmm. been talking about the new Paul Bill thing.
The new what?
Basically, a couple people managed to arrange these collective land-buying deals for pretty cheap. One's in Texas, another's being attempted in New Hampshire. I wouldn't mind actually starting one up in Alaska, personally. But
what is this?
Basically, buying up the one in Texas that I know of is 50 acres that somewhere around 40 to 50 people got involved in. But basically...
And what are they doing exactly?
They're buying up a section of land so that they can form a little bitty sort of community of like-minded people.
Libertarian commune?
You're talking about like a Galt's Gulch or something like that?
It's less of a commune, to my knowledge, because they're still going to actually engage in some forms of at least internal commerce. But it's basically you want to go ahead and live among people who believe in liberty. Rather than having to deal with neighbors who probably
right.
don't.
Well, that's already going on here in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
I don't know why they're trying to reduplicate.
You don't have to buy in.
Yeah, the Free State Project. Thank you for the call.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Gun Day. 3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person, April 11th through the 13th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's KNOB creekrange.com.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit. But they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
America needs Ron Paul. He needs your support. The time is now. As long as he has your support, he will continue to fight until the very end. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. RonPaulFlags.com produces the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president.
Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, President in 08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to ronpaulflags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Do something. Stand up for the only man worthy of restoring our country to how our forefathers envisioned. Fly a Ron Paul flag today.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. By the way, those features include the bulletin board system, Shrine of Female Listeners, and more. We give it all away, but we do ask for your voluntary support in the form of becoming an amplifier. Just head on over to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up for the program. Amp stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is if you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, you want to hear us get on more radio stations across the country, then just send us $3 a month via the AMP program. You can do it any major credit card, PayPal, and some alternate options. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com, and you'll learn about the perks you get access to, like the AMP-only call-in line, chat room forum, and more. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. So just a few moments ago, we had a guy on the phone telling us about this Paulville idea, which is not very original in that apparently a bunch of people have decided they want to get together in the name of Ron Paul, apparently, which is kind of a little weird, a little cult of personality, yeah. Like.
A little odd.
They apparently have found some land in Texas, and I don't know how far away from everything it is, but I get the feeling it's, you know, just like a plot of land undeveloped, and they want to create kind of a libertarian enclave on it?
Well, it's my understanding, the information I've managed to collect so far is called Paulville, and they're calling it the Free City Project. The reason they can't call it the Free Town Project is because we're already doing that here in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
The Grafton, up in, it's middle of New Hampshire along the western side, they're... You know, there's a guy there, Bob Hull, who used to sponsor this show, and he's got just an enormous amount of land, and they're doing the same thing there. And
yeah, why reduplicate the efforts?
I suppose it's the cold.
It gets cold in Texas, doesn't it?
I don't know.
I guess not as cold.
No, it doesn't.
But, I say best of luck to them. If that's the way they feel they can achieve liberty in their lifetimes, then...
When it fails miserably, please come to New Hampshire.
Yeah, we'll be here waiting for you, and we'll have the best activists in the country here. So, best of luck.
And the other thing about a free town is... You know, one of the reasons New Hampshire was chosen was the small amount of people that actually live in the state. The state has certain amounts of sovereignty.
1.4 million people.
Right, a certain amount of sovereignty from the federal government, and could legitimately and legally claim more so, also could secede more easily than could a town.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you just decide to do the Free Town Project inside of the largest state in the continental or the contiguous 48. Well, I mean, you've got the still going to have the Texas Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. TABC, what do they call it?
Alcohol Whatever.
Bureau. Yeah. They've all got all kinds of bureaucracies on the state level that you're never going to be able to escape. Now, yeah, you'll be able to get away from town problems, but honestly, if you're just looking for low taxes and a certain amount of freedom, you can find that in many towns in the United States. You don't need to go set up your own free town project. The Free State Project makes a hell of a lot more sense because we could actually make a libertarian country if we decided to secede. Now, that's not what the Free State Project's goal is. It's just to return one state to liberty. But that could be a way to do it.
Absolutely. Let's continue with your calls. Ladies first, Shelley is on the line in Ohio. Hello, Shelley. Shelley in Ohio.
Hello, darlings. Yes, I'd like to call in and comment about the Paulville stuff, okay?
Okay, please.
Now, I am not part of the Paulville. All right, so don't kill the messenger here, all right? But you guys just found out about it, and you heard that, you know, it's a group of people, and they found a plot of land, and they found it really cheap, and they've decided, hey, let's live around each other because, you know, we'd be cool neighbors because we think alike.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
But I keep hearing you guys down it, and I don't think it's really fair. It's not like you have, you know, a corner on the market having a cool neighbors or something.
Many times people who are in a particular line of
together
work
and be cool together. That's all.
In a particular,
it's not like
times,
they're trying to trump you guys.
Well,
you know?
I don't think they're trying to trump us or anything like that. I'm just saying, why would these people go and try to reinvent the wheel when the wheel is being built right here in New Hampshire?
No, I'm not talking about the
free.
It's not like they're trying
to
reinvent
about the
it.
The Free State, the Free City Project, I'm talking, or the Paulville or whatever, I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the participants. Why would they bother doing so?
Because all it happened to be was a guy found some land for a really good price. He was like, you know, hey, this would be really cool, and it could be, you know, cool, you know, warm environment, the whole deal. And everybody thought it was a cool idea to do. So they were like, well, let's go in it together, and we'll have a cool spot. That was all it is. It's not
good luck to them. That's what I said. I'm not coming. Did it sound like we were coming down on them?
I feel an amount of competition, and like many people,
there's Free State Wyoming. That's been going on for a little while.
And Palin.
Well, cool. You know, and to tell you the truth, I don't really know all about the Free State stuff. You know, I mean, I'm a newbie. You know.
Well, they have a website.
All it was,
it's Free State Project.
People trying to be cool with each other. That's all. And it happened to be someone found some land. They're not trying to.
There's a lot of land
guys
up here
like
in New Hampshire.
Guys.
Well, before you make an investment in going to Texas and living in the Free City Project, before you decide to do that, check out the Free State Project. I think you'll find that we're a lot farther along in this process, and we have a lot better chance of success.
Well, no offense. I mean, like I said, I'm not part of it.
Right.
I myself don't want to live in Texas, and to tell you the truth, I don't want to live in New Hampshire either. But even though I'd love to have their laws and everything, I just want to be warmer. That's all. You know,
aren't you in Ohio?
There's no competition whatsoever. Oh, exactly. I don't even like living here, honey.
Oh,
I want to go south.
Yeah. I mean, because New Hampshire and Ohio, there can't be a big difference between temperatures there.
Right. But if I'm going to move, I'm going to go warm, you know?
Yeah. Unfortunately, with warm in the United States comes tyranny.
Yeah, that's true. Don't get me wrong.
It's the truth.
I actually just moved out to a township so I could have a little more freedom instead of being stuck inside the city. And it's not exactly, you know, the best or anything.
Yeah, you know, Shelley, I didn't want to sound like I was coming down on those guys. I just think it's kind of going to be fruitless in the long run because they just don't have the support that they're going to need when they go up against the government people.
I'm not calling them bad.
Well,
I'm calling them silly.
I don't think they're really trying to go up against anyone. It was just, you know,
well, they're going to go up against someone eventually.
You know,
once the government people find out they're not paying taxes or whatever it is that's, you know, going to happen there, they are going to have a bit of a problem. And I hope that they're prepared to deal with that. And I just think it would make more sense to be around. I just think it would make more sense to be in a place where there are hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands and thousands, because that's the eventual goal of the Free State Project, which you can learn more about, by the way, at freestateproject.org. If you were around thousands of people that agreed with you as opposed to just, you know, a couple dozen. I mean, a couple dozen's better than nothing. So that's why I say the best of luck to them. I hope to hear nothing but good news about Paulville. And I hope it doesn't turn into like a Waco situation or something like that.
Oh, no, it's not. No, and see, and I heard you guys use that word commune earlier, too, and that's not what it is. It's not like they're all going to be out there, you know, naked hippies or nothing like that
and sending off
everybody. It's just a little place, and, you know, whoever builds there so be it. You know what I mean? They're just trying to be cool neighbors.
Do you know where it is?
They're not exactly like going to run out there with tents and they're all going to start living there and stop paying everything.
Oh, they're going to keep paying taxes?
Well, then what's the point? Cool.
They're not going to stop paying taxes?
Well,
that doesn't sound like any fun
to me.
You know
what? I can't really speak for them.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm not involved.
Maybe one of their people can call in.
I haven't heard anything like that.
Maybe one. I'd like to have one of their people call in and explain why they wanted to do that. Was it just because of the warm thing? Was that the one issue that kept them out of New Hampshire? That's what I'd like to know. Shelley, thanks for your call tonight. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. She's not a representative, so no point in asking her more questions about it.
And I guess I'm not saying that these people are bad. I'm saying that they're silly. That if they want to go live at a place where with other people they're like-minded, liberty-minded, and they want to work towards liberty, that's the idea. Then
I think that's great.
We're doing that. That's what I'm saying.
Too cold, Mark.
Right.
Too cold.
And the one thing that's keeping you from moving to New Hampshire is cold. Look, I'm from Florida.
Yeah, me too.
It's cold. I'll admit it to you. But I went out just about every day. I can't say every day, but just about every day all this winter and swung a hammer to build my house. Sometimes sometimes it was low as single digits out there. Usually,
I think you're crazy personally, but you didn't get frostbitten or anything like that.
No, I lived. And there's, you think crazy? I got a guy who's staying on my property until my house is done.
Living in his truck?
He's living in his truck just to prove. I guess, just to prove that one can survive the New Hampshire winters. It's not that big of a deal, people. I'm from Florida.
Yeah, me too.
Native.
We're both natives. Yeah, exactly. And the fact is, you get used to it. I remember back in Florida, Mark, when it would drop into like the 60s, I'd have leather jacket on, mm-hmm. and I'd be all cold and shivering. And now here, when it's in the mid 40s and the sun's out, it's like, yeah, bask in the warmth. You completely shift your perspective over time. It's not as bad the second year.
Warm is better. I'm for warm. I'm all for warm, but. It's just one of those things I can't get. When I lived in Florida, there were things I couldn't
get. Warm in here.
I couldn't have snow skiing in Florida.
That's true.
And you can't have liberty there either.
800-259-9231. We've got somebody on the line wants to talk about this Paulville thing. Maybe he'll have a little more insight for us.
You know, our founding fathers from Valley Forge just sneer at the people that won't move here because of the weather.
You can bring up anything. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. Hour 2 coming up. Anything goes. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The